各位弟兄姐妹，我们第四次来进入到 The Big Umbrella 大雨伞这本书的第一章 The Big Umbrella 大雨伞这篇的讲词。我们正在讲一个基督徒比他自己所意识到的知识有更多的资格的。上一讲我们讲到，每个基督徒都知道人的基本问题是什么，就是罪和罪怎么让人回应人生难题，包括推卸责任、逃避、遮掩、逃避上帝等等。我们继续讲义第十五页，书本是二十四页。 You know even more， 你知道还有更多的。 You know the goals for human life， 你对人生的目标是知道的。You should read the conflicting suggestions in the books by the so-called experts about the goals of counseling. 你要读一读这些所谓专家写的书，他们怎么讨论辅导的目标吗？都是彼此矛盾的。我停一下，当时有一次说，譬如说哈，某某飞机场指挥塔里面当然是用一种的物理学的原理来指挥飞机的。你可不可以想象同一个飞机场每天用153种的物理学的原理来指挥飞机，马上就撞了，是不是？只不过是飞机而已吧。现在我们讲的人的灵魂呢，所以是比用彼此矛盾的物理原理指挥飞机无限度更严重的一个问题。他们根本不知道目标是什么。 The psychiatrist 精神科医生， The clinical psychologist 临床心理学家， And the pagan marriage counselors 这些异教徒的所谓婚姻辅导员， Are having a hard time deciding what those goals should be， 他们很难决定辅导的目标应该是什么。 They cannot agree upon what the final product should look like， 他们不可能同意的最后的人这个产品是长得怎么样的。They don't know what to do with the fellow who comes through the door. 一个人进到辅导室里面，他们不知道怎么处理他的。They ask each other, what is it that we want to make out of him? 我们要让他变成怎么样的？ Take a clinician like Skinner. 譬如说，一个 Skinner 这种行为主义的临床治疗者。He believes that he can manipulate people with a carrot out in the front and a zap from behind. 他可以操纵人的，好像动物一样，前面红萝卜，后面打屁股。He says that he has the power to make just about whatever you might want to make out of a man by conditioning his responses to various stimuli.
你只需要用各种不同的刺激让他回应，你就可以塑造他做成怎么样的人，你都可以做得到。
But the problem is what do you want， 问题是你想要成就什么。 That's a real problem for him and his followers， 这个对行为主义者是个难题来的。 Indeed Carl Rogers attacked him at this very point， 是的，罗杰斯就是这样批判行为主义的。 But Rogers cannot avoid the problem either， 但是罗杰斯也不能逃避这个问题啊。 He must opt for client centered goals，
罗杰斯唯一的选择就是他的目标必然是以当事人为中心的，换言之，让这个受辅导的自己决定他的目标是什么。顺便一提，罗杰斯对人的生命的目标的定义是自主 autonomy， 刚好就是圣经所讲的罪 的定义。
Skinner may will ask him why， 那行为主义者就可以反驳罗杰斯，你为什么这样做，你为什么你的目标是以当事人为中心的。
What do psychiatrists want to do to a so-called patient?
精神科医生究竟要怎么处理一个所谓的病人呢？
What are their goals? 他们的目标是什么呢？
Where shall they get them? 从哪里获得这些的目标呢？ How can they agree upon them? 他们怎么可能在这方面有达成协议呢？
They must ask. 他们必须要问这个问题咯。Should my goals for another man be the same as the goals that I have adopted for myself?
我对某某人所设定的目标是不是必须与我对自己设定的目标一样的呢？
These are the goals that I think are best. Should they be his goals?
我认为这些目标对我最好。
这应该是他的目标吗？ Who can answer the questions? 谁可以回答他们的问题的？ It is a very subjective problem. 这个是个主观的难题。 No wonder that they gain the hassles and debates over this matter. 难怪他们在这方面辩论多时。 They do not even know where they want to go. 他们根本不知道要往哪里去。The psychiatrist is like a man with a brand new automobile, but no place to go. 精神科医生好像拿着一辆全新的汽车，但是没有地方去。He lacks the divine road map. 他没有上帝所赐的公路地图。But before that man walks through the door, you know what you want to do with him, or you should.但是这个人没有进到辅导室，你知道的，基督徒，你知道你要怎么处理他的，至少你应该知道。 Because God's goals are set forth clearly in the scriptures. 因为上帝对人所设的目标清楚在圣经说明的。 You have the Ten Commandments that spell out the whole of God's will for man's life. 你有十诫，十诫清楚说明上帝对人的生命全部的旨意。You have the character goals that are described as the fruit of the Spirit in the fifth chapter of Genesis. 加拉太书第五章所列出的圣灵的果子就是人的品格的目标咯。Which incidentally are the fruit of the Spirit. 不要忘记，这些品格就是圣灵要结的果子。That is why only a spiritual man can help a brother to produce spiritual fruit. 所以这个就是为什么一个属灵有圣灵的人才能够帮助一个弟兄结出圣灵的果子来的。 His fruit must be produced by the Spirit himself. 只有圣灵亲自来结出这果子的。 It cannot be produced by any other person. 没有其他人可以做成。 You cannot whomp up the fruit of the Spirit by human effort or techniques. 你不能用人的努力或者伎俩去把它捏造出圣灵的果子来的。 That is why it is called fruit, not works. 所以圣灵的果子称为是果子不是行为。 In contrast, Paul also refers to the works of the flesh. 但是肉体就不一样了，肉体是肉体所活出的行为来的。 We can all produce works, 我们都可以做行为。 But who else but the Spirit can produce his fruit? 但是结出圣灵的果子，除了圣灵来结以外，没有人可以做得到。 Fruit has to grow naturally in accordance with proper growing conditions.水果是自然的长出来的，根据正确的成长的条件。 There are many conditions necessary for the growth of fruit. 果子要长成有很多的条件， but the fundamental condition is the Spirit's presence. 但是最基本的条件是圣灵要在，圣灵的同在。 How can we hope for love, joy or peace? 我们怎么可以盼望可以产生仁爱喜乐和平 self-control 节制。 How do we expect a counselee to learn self-control in a spirit-less counseling session? 一个辅导室里面没有圣灵，你怎么可以期待一个人可以学习仁爱喜乐和平跟节制呢？你可以支持你这样做吗？ Referring a husband and wife having marital difficulties to pagan marriage counseling center?你把一个婚姻有问题的一对夫妻送去一个异教徒的婚姻辅导所吗？ How could you expect them to learn self-control or develop love without the Spirit of God? 没有神的灵，你怎么可以期待他们会学习节制，培养真的爱呢？ Now I don't want to limit the Spirit. 我不是在这里限制圣灵能够做什么。 I know that the Spirit of God may work in spite of our follies. 我知道虽然我们愚笨，但是圣灵还是能够工作的。 If this is a Christian couple, the Spirit of God may bless them in spite of a godless counseling situation. 假如这对夫妇是基督徒，圣灵仍然可以赐福给他们，虽然他们去的是一个异教徒的辅导的场景。 But he works when and where and how he pleases. Ordinarily does his work in conjunction with the word which he has given. 这一位圣灵就是他随意在哪里工作，什么时候工作，如何工作。这位圣灵呢，一般来说是用他的话同工，这个话是他所赐的，用他的话 一起来改变生命道。 His means of working is through his word， 他的方法就是借着他的话来做工。 So if counseling ignores the word of God， 所以假如辅导是忽略神的话， There's no reason to expect the spirit to work through it， 没有理由期待圣灵会用这种的辅导来做工的。 The scriptures must be the basis of all that is said and done， 圣经必须是辅导里面所说的一切所做的一切的根据。The scriptures must strongly influence the content of all counseling. They must be the source of every goal, the authority of every purpose, and they must contain the principles behind every procedure. 圣经必须左右着所有辅导的内容、所有的目标、所有的目的的权威和所有方法步骤背后的原则、内容、步骤、目标，全部要有圣灵、圣经来指导的。圣灵感动人，默示人写下圣经，就是为了这个。为什么我们可以忽略上帝的话呢？ So then you know， 所以你知道 Number one， what God's goals for counseling are， 你知道上帝对辅导所设的目标是什么。二， how he effects changes by his word， 上帝怎么样用他的话来改变生命的。三， what kind of man the Spirit uses in the ministry of the word， 在传道事工里面圣灵是用怎么样的一个人道。 You have all that you need to know about these fundamental aspects of counseling in God's book， 在神所写的书里面你已经知道你所需要知道的一切的，就是辅导的最基本的一些的层面你都知道。 These matters have been plainly settled for you by God， 上帝已经为你决定了这些事，就是这么清楚的。 And there's no need for confusion， 你不需要在这些事情上思想混乱。 Let me say again therefore that you have greater knowledge than you may recognize， 所以你所知道的比你所意识到的是更多的。But you know still more， 你还有其他东西是也是知道的。 You also know the solutions to man's problems， 你也知道人的问题的解决的方案是什么。 The basic solution lies in the redemption of Jesus Christ， 你知道人类的问题的解决方案就是耶稣基督的救赎。 You know that to enjoy the fruit of the Spirit a man must be saved， 你知道的人若要接受圣灵的果子他必须得救。 He needs to repent， believe the gospel， 他必须悔改信服。 He must have his sins forgiven， 他的罪必须赦免。他必须面对上帝，他必须干犯了上帝的律法，得罪了上帝。 He must depend on the death of Jesus Christ on the cross to find this forgiveness， 他必须信靠耶稣基督十字架上的死才能获得罪的赦免的。 He must trust in Christ's bodily resurrection from the dead， 他必须相信耶稣基督为他身体复活。 Once a man is saved，好了，当一个人得救之后呢， The Spirit of God who gave him the life to believe will continue to work in him， 是神的灵给他生命去信靠耶稣的。神的灵会继续在他里面工作。 He works his sanctifying changes， 他就做成圣的改变了。好，我这里就读到这里，下面还有一些话。 Those are the conditions for changing a man， 这个就是改变一个人的条件，换言是接触圣灵的果子的条件。 Regeneration Sanctification， 重生成圣。 You know all of these things， 你知道这些事的。 But that pagan marriage counselor knows none of them， 那个异教徒婚姻辅导员完全不知道的。 That is the basic dynamic of change according to which God has called us to minister to the needs of men， 这个就是上帝呼召我们去帮助有需要的人，改变他们人生的一些的原则，一些的动力。我们岂敢把我们的羊转借去那些非信徒，他们完全不认识圣经的人生改变的动力呢？ Should we call ourselves Rogerians, Freudians, or eclectic？ 我们要自称为罗杰斯主义者吗？弗洛伊德主义者吗？混合主义者吗？ Why be something else when God has told us what to be？And what to do， 为什么要成为另外一种人呢？上帝告诉我们了，我们应该做怎么样的人，如何行。 How can pastors who believe the word of God hang up their preaching hat and put on a different permissive one？ 牧师是相信上帝的话的，怎么可能把他的身份放弃 穿上另外一个容许别人怎么样就怎么样的身份呢？ How can they close the Bibles and lay them aside as they close the counseling door? 当我们把辅导室的门关上从事辅导的时候，怎么可以把圣经关掉放在旁边呢？ Can they say in effect, now tell me your problems and I'll, 他们就等于说来告诉我你的问题，我就会说 No longer would I tell you authoritatively what God says about your life. 我不会再用权威来告诉你上帝对你说什么的。 How can conservative pastors do that? 保守信仰的牧师怎么可能这样做的？ They can do so only against conscience because they've been brainwashed. 他们可以这样做违背良心，因为他们已经被洗脑了 into thinking that this is what they should do. 他们被洗脑说他们应该如此行。 It is only because of a tremendous propaganda campaign, 因为一个很大的洗脑运动在进行中 that they have been sold on the idea that they have nothing to offer the people. 所以他们已经被洗脑，认为自己没有什么可以提供给人类的。It is only because of the big umbrella, 就是因为那个大雨伞的缘故。我前几天也说过，一个圣经学者告诉基隆坡的一位姐妹说，圣经不能帮助人的，一定要转介的。这位博士拿到学位之后，五年写了25本书的。Evangelical pastors, 福音派的牧师们， you must awaken to the fact that Freudianism, Rogerianism are getting you and your congregations nowhere. 你要醒过来。牧师们，弗洛伊特主义、罗杰斯主义，把你的会众带到哪里去？把他们带迷路。Open the scriptures, 打开你的圣经。Freely minister to your flock out of the goodness of your heart, 用爱心释放的传讲上帝的话给你的羊群。Help your people to abandon those sinful life patterns. 你们要帮助基督的羊放弃罪的生活习惯。这些都已经在破坏他们的人生 and things will happen quickly. 事情会很快发生的。Which leads to number four. 这就导致我们进入到第四点。You can offer greater resources than you suppose. 你比你所想象的是有更多的，也能够提供更多的资源的。你有什么资源？与心理学加比较一下，不论是 Freud, Adler, Jung 等等，你有什么的资源呢？ The Holy Spirit, 你有圣灵， who is called the Comforter or Counselor. 圣灵被称为保惠师、安慰者，更好的翻译是他是辅导者，他在你的传道施工中做工的。He is the one who counsels through you. 圣灵就是透过你辅导人的那一位， by you and with you.与你同工，在你里面用你来做工的。 You never need to counsel alone. 你永不需要孤独的去做辅导施工的。 He's also there at work in the counselee. 他也在受辅导的人心里面做工的。 He works through his word, his church, his sacraments. 圣灵透过他自己的话做工，在他的教会里透过教会做工，透过圣礼敬拜做工。Don't undersell the word of God and the spirit working through the word. 你不要低估上帝的话和圣灵透过上帝的话做工。 Do not underrate the potential of a counselor rightly using the scriptures or the fellowship of the church as imperfect and meager as that fellowship often may be. 不要低估当一个辅导员正确的使用圣经，使用教会的团契生活的时候，虽然很微弱，但是不要低估这个潜能。 Even so, that body of redeemed people is a growing, learning group of people with whom one can find real fellowship on the level of depth and loving truth. 虽然这批人是软弱的、有问题的，但他们是蒙救赎的，正在成长，正在学习，可与他们有真的交通、团契、深层的交通，按照用爱心说真理，这样子来交通。Whom I love in the truth, 约翰是这样子，在约翰三书说的，我在真理里面所爱的。Don't forget, 不要忘记 that the Spirit of God is at work in you. 也不要忘记好了，辅导员，圣灵，神的灵在你里面也在做工的。He not only works in the counselee, 他不仅仅是在受辅导的人心中做工。He works also in you to make you a better counselor. 他也在你心里面做工，让你成为一个更好的辅导员 ，and to give you better insight into His Word, 给你对他的话有更深的认识。参考哥林多前书第二章全章。He gives you the wisdom that you need. 他赐给你所需要的智慧的。雅各书一章第五节，你缺乏智慧吗？求就是了。You must be willing therefore to step out by faith upon the promises of His Word. 所以你要用你的信心踏出信心的一步，信靠上帝话语的应许。Tackle all of the problems that you can. 所有你能够处理的问题你都要去处理。Humbly admit it when you don't have the answers or cannot handle a case. 你假如没有这个答案或者不能处理一个个案，你就很谦卑承认就是了。But instead of despair, 但是不要绝望。Seek harder for the answers in the Word of God. 更勤劳的去在神的话里面去寻求答案。So the next time you meet a similar problem, you will know what to do. 好像你下次面对同样的问题的时候，你知道要怎么做的。Talk to other pastors, 跟其他的牧师和基督徒讨论 counsel together with them, 跟他们一起来从事辅导。Compare cases, 比较你们面对的个案。Read every book on counseling that is published if it truly attempts to be biblical. 要阅读每一本尽可能是合乎圣经的辅导的书。In short, work hard to become as competent as possible. 要好好的努力成为一个能辅导更能够辅导的基督徒。All the while, move ahead with prayerful confidence in the Word and the Spirit. 与此同时用祷告的心相信圣经，相信圣灵，前进，从事辅导。God will watch over you. 神会眷顾你的。And mold you. 神会塑造你的。And make you a more effective counselor. 使你成为一个更有效的辅导员。He will. 他会必定这样做的。Not only do you have greater opportunities, greater qualifications, greater knowledge, and greater resources. 你不单单有更大的机会，更有资格，更多的知识，更多的资源。Number five, you should have greater hope than perhaps you have. 你应该有很大的盼望，应该比你目前所持有的盼望更多才是。对自己应该有盼望，对受辅导者也应该有更大的盼望。那这个是这篇文章的最后的一点，我就不读了，我读这整篇文章的结论。 Let me say in conclusion, 我做一个这个结论。 If you do have greater opportunities, 假如你有更大的机会， greater qualifications, 更大的资格， greater knowledge, 更大的知识， greater resources, 更大的资源，更多的资源， you can offer greater hope, 你可以提供更大的盼望。 I challenge you to assume the responsibility of this great task, 我向你挑战，拿起这个责任来。Which truly is yours. 这个仍然是你的任务。Open your umbrella like a banner raised in the name of Jesus Christ. 把你的雨伞打开，它才是耶稣基督的旌旗，耶稣基督的旗帜。Invite suffering men and women to find shelter and help beneath its crimson protection. 邀请受苦的人们来，在主耶稣宝血的保护之下找到硬币，找到帮助。Ever widen that umbrella, 把这个雨伞打得越来越大，越来越宽阔， until you embrace all of those to whom your ministry should extend. 好叫它能够包括你的事工，要包含的所有的人。Be sure your umbrella is fashioned according to the biblical patterns and dimensions. 但你一定要确定你的雨伞是按照上帝的话的样式做的。A man who owns an umbrella and is too frightened to open it in a storm to help another for fear that it might be blown inside out will himself be drenched.
假如你有一把雨伞，但是在大雨中怕把它打开，怕它会翻到你自己就全身淋湿咯。全文结束。